Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie.
Beat it up.
tick-tock.
Break down.
We are back. Welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Robert.
Hump day.
I'm scared of the weird woman in the house. But anyway, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to find something. Something's happened in regard to. There's something that went on in regards to a thing called Capture Your Grief, which is a 30-day photo project. And basically what you do is you take photos of different categories each day that are set up. And I'm guessing that Facebook has decided that we're not allowed to do it because we have been posting photos of our children who are dead. And I'm trying to find all the details. But I'm seeing that it's been yeah, there's a lot of really weirdness going on, and I'm trying to find it and I can't. All I know is that some people said some really nasty things. Facebook stood behind them. I'm going through it. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff and I missed it all. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to go and have a look more into this. And I'm going to play a song quickly. And I will be right back.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling. Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the high life. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
And we are back. Okay, apparently what happened was is that some people on Facebook decided that the pictures we were posting on the Carly Marie event were disgraceful and enough was enough with them, and decided to report them. Facebook took their sides and have removed the event. This is really sad because, you know, it's bad enough that as parents of children who die, that we're basically forced into the shadows and need to get over it and everything. And as I like to point out to people, you tell me which one of your kids you can live without, get rid of them and come back and talk to me about how easy it is to get over the loss of your child.
Fuck Facebook.
Yeah, I would say fuck Facebook as well. But you know what? It's really sad that people are going to stoop that low and be so cruel and be so nasty over things.
Well, we already got nasty people in the world anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on, this is an event that was everybody, even those of us who aren't getting along right now and who are arguing and fighting in a Facebook community.
Right.
The one thing we do stand united on is that we do want our voices to be heard, and we want people to know that our children existed. And, you know, all of us have been participating in the project. I've heard from several people saying, you know, that people who I've been arguing with have been participating. It's like, good, we need our voices heard. Well, and then you get something like that happen where some nasty two-bit thinks they know it all people decide that we shouldn't be posting pictures of our children, that we shouldn't be putting up about, you know, people who've helped us or the community that's helped us or, you know, the different things in life that have helped us out. Instead, we just are supposed to deal with it. We're supposed to push it into the shadows. And we'd like to point out one in four women experience a loss of a child at some point. One in four. And some of us have had multiple losses. And it's just really disgusting that Facebook would side with that. We're allowed to put up pictures of cancer patients. And you see, like lately, there's been an influx of people putting up pictures of dicks and pussies and stuff. You know, but Facebook don't take them down. Oh, no, you know, we have to go through steps and find whether it's offensive or not.
Well, but you know why some people will put those type of pictures on there? They're doing their closed groups.
No, this is the thing. Not all of them have been in closed groups.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You got tagged in about 20 of them a few months back, remember?
Right.
So it's not all in closed groups. You know, we can have women sitting there with their coochies hanging out, and everything except for their nipples showing, and it's okay. But we put up pictures of our children, and it's wrong. You know what? It's bullshit is what it is. And I personally find it really disgusting.
Make a petition.
Oh, I think there's going to just be, you know, a big outcry over it. And even those people who weren't participating in it because it was too hard for them right now to do it, we'll go in there and seeing, you know, other people and how they're dealing with grief and taking some comfort in it and, you know, knowing, okay, I am not alone. There are other people feeling what I'm feeling. There are other people doing what I'm doing. And that was the whole point of it. You didn't have to participate in the sense of posting pictures, but you participated by supporting. And as you know, a lot of times it's just what you need. I'm going to play another song because I'm just like absolutely fuming right now and I'm lost for words.
Yeah, creep with me. Connection.
Okay, I am back. I've just posted something on Maddie's memory page, and this is what I wrote. And apparently the Carly Marie event has been shut down by Facebook, and some nasty people took it upon themselves to make nasty remarks about our children and other posts we had all been doing. I'm guessing the truth that 1 in 4 women experience pregnancy and infant loss is still something that has to be pushed into the background. This is why all of us who run pages do what we do. We won't shut up, and despite some of the fighting going on, the one thing we all stand for is our right to participate in things of our choosing. Below is a photo that one group is sharing, showing support for the Carly Marie Project. Please share, post, and do whatever we need to show Facebook and the community that at least on this we are united. And that's the thing, is that, you know, despite everything that's going on in Facebook and with arguments among people, the one thing we are doing is we are trying to stand together and everything. And I only have one more day left to go on this project, and that was to do the sunsets tomorrow. And someone has to be a jackass and, you know, end it. And to me, that's just... There it is. It's just really sad and pathetic that people are doing that. I mean, come on. Get a damn life. There are other more important things. You want to go finding stuff? Get all the porn that's on there taken down. Get all the, like, find all the perverts and the pornographers who are on there and the child pornographers and take them down. You know, a healing process for those of us who have lost. And I just pray that none of those people who did those reportings ever has to go through this. I would like for them to walk one day in our shoes so that they can feel what it's like, that pain and that anguish. You know, I'd like for them to feel that for just one day. But I just pray that none of them ever has to go through anything like that. Because personally, I think it's absolutely disgraceful and disgusting that there are people out there who want to act that way and make nasty comments and such like. It just really is truthfully just disgusting. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll come back and we'll go on to a different topic. And we'll see what we can do.
Volkswirtschaftsfolge auf minus 13,5 nach noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute
your back.
we are back. Or we got to find Thriller. Because of it being Halloween.
Well,
where's my Kindle?
It's in the bedroom.
Go grab my Kindle. We'll find it on there and we'll play it. But yeah, we are back, everybody. And as I say, we're going to change the subject up a little bit to moving. I want to know exactly from you what you have done to aid this move, Jonesy. Did you find the moving company?
No.
Who did?
You did.
Did you do most of the cleaning?
No.
Who did?
You did.
Did I tell you guys where to go to find our apartment?
I have no idea.
I told the woman you to go there. I would just
I
like...
The apartment,
that is true. I would just like to say, I would like a monument erected in my honor yet again for me being fabulous.
Yes, you are.
And I want something pink in my bedroom, damn it.
Thank you,
Will.
I'm not.
Shut your mouth, Jones. At least somebody appreciates and loves me. You don't.
It's us women stick together.
I can have my Maddie's memory corner in my bedroom as pink and blue as I want. And you are not going to completely take control of everything, Mr. Jones. But I will poison your food when I cook. Shit, and I just told everybody I'm going to do it too. That could be used against me, damn. That could be definitely used against me. Hmm. Now, where do we go from here? We need to change the subject. No, I was talking about trying to get away from the fact I said I'd poison you live on the air. But no, I don't know about anybody else, but for me and AJ, we've been basically what's considered homeless since February. So this is like such a huge... If you don't actually have a proper dwelling that you and a bedroom door that you can close and people not ratting on you and acting like asses, we haven't had our own home.
Her ex is homeless.
That is very true. But you know what I'm saying? We haven't had a proper home of our own since February. So tomorrow is like, it's wonderful, and I can't wait, and, you know, all that. Oh, I have a question for you, AJ. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to change the subject, but it's kind of on there because we've got to go grocery shopping on Saturday.
Yeah.
What meat is the cheapest?
What meat
is the chicken?
Oh, God. It all depends what you're looking for.
I know the exact answer to this. Deer balls, because it's under a buck. What do you call a male deer?
A buck.
That's why deer balls are the cheapest, because they're under a buck. Oh, my God, I hate having to explain jokes. I was in hysterics when that joke was told to me earlier.
Deer balls.
It's a joke! Oh my God! I have to throw something at him. I seriously do. Yeah, I do. Oh, I really hate having to explain jokes. That's Americans for you. They don't get jokes.
Why have to be all American?
Because I'm English and I got it the first time. I have to explain it to you, American fools. Us English are idiots. Are you going to start an international conflict right now?
Yep.
Really? So all English are idiots, huh?
Yep.
Who's the idiot? Because you asked me to marry you, which means you're a bigger idiot for wanting me to stick around.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Don't even try to winkle your way out of this and play the innocent Mr. Jones, because you ain't going to be Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
You see this bottle? I want to see if it'll fit up your ass. So carry on insulting me.
You go ahead and do it and watch what happens.
I ain't scared of you.
I ain't scared of you.
Bring it on!
Bring it.
See how you like that?
Hmm? My shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, another one. Off the head. Ah. Yeah, see? Now what you gonna do? I ain't even got my titty. My little titty is packed up. I come over there, slap you with my real titty.
Well, whenever the money comes in this week, I'll remember not to give it to you.
But you can't resist this. I ain't gonna apologize. You told me I was insane.
You are insane. Everybody's insane.
I am not insane. There is no documented proof that says I'm insane.
I'm not insane either.
Just because I haven't been caught
by... you're way insane.
You don't even need to go there, Dawn.
No.
No, you're just lucky that they ain't found you and dragged your ass away. That's what you're lucky for.
I guess.
But AJ, there is no documented proof that I'm insane.
I'd like
your mom. You're my mom. My mom knows I ain't insane. I could do one simple thing, Artrell. I could bring proven facts out of you and me who's the crazy one. Do you have a unicorn? No, I do. You are crazy because you don't have a unicorn. Do you fart rainbows? Nope, I do. You're the crazy one. That you're crazy and I'm not. I live in the real world of make-believe.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I am not crazy. Do you know what? You and me, it's on later. I'm telling you now. Yeah, you see what's going to happen? I got a dog by me. You're going to be sniffing that dog's ass. Lift up its tail and go, smell. She will. I'll just cuddle her and bring her up to you and then let her get, put a butt in your face. I will fart on your head while you sleep. Yeah, I will. I'll make those nostrils flapping it under the vibration of a fart. Yeah, no, you farted on me last night too. So don't even go there. I nearly died. The smell that came out of your ass had farmers everywhere praising you for manure scent. My friend Cora reckons after this argument you and me are going to have sex. Yeah, there ain't gonna be no sex going on this house. I'll beat your ass. That damn tape. See? They've got even English people doing commercials on TV. That we're fabulous. That everything sounds better with an English accent. See, look, let me. I'm going to read you the bag of the garbage bag box. Tell me that this does not sound better with an English accent, okay? Total Home by CVS Pharmacy offers a wide selection of household products that work hard and save you money. It's where performance and value live. Large trash bags. Total Home large trash bags are strong, sturdy and easy to carry. Now tell me, that don't sound better. Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah. See, sounds better. Do you remember when that one dude, Heather's sister's Halloween party, got me to do his voicemail on his phone?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I remember it was like, hello, you have reached my phone and I'm unable to help you right now. If you'd like to leave your name, number, and a brief message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. If you are a bill collector, fuck off. I remember that. It was just so funny. But it is true. Everything's better with an English accent. I had this actually on my status the other day, that every question can be answered with something because I'm English. Ask me a question.
Well, probably
English. No, any question that I can answer, just ask me a question.
What 44 times 44?
I don't know, because I'm English. Go on, ask me another one.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be for some local. if they make this Kenosha bingo, will Pahlawani bingo suffer?
No, because I'm British. See, everything sounds better with because I'm British or because I'm English added to it. So come on, let's have another one. Ask me another question. Yes.
And do a radio voice.
Hello, everybody. We are about to have a commercial break. We will be back very shortly. Please stay tuned for the next hour, 20 minutes of Hazel Run to a Mouse.
Everybody get up.
What you don't like, work?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, hello.
And we are back. Oh, my goodness. Now, AJ is quivering in fear of what's going to happen to him later. I got the packing tape out. He is going to be taped together. I will fold him up, put him in a suitcase, and have the moving people move him. Who are you sitting there talking to me with your back to me? You have something to say, you say it to my face.
Good.
Who do you think you are, Dr. Evil in that chair?
I told you.
Please don't ever do an English accent again.
That wasn't an English accent.
What the hell was it?
I'm talking about Dr. Evil, George.
Why are you getting a black bag and looking at me with a weird look on your face? If this should be my last radio show, I would like to say hello, everybody. And it's been a privilege. And I love you all. And someone look after the unicorn. I've really just shit my pants. And everything else is packed away. I'm going to have to empty these. Empty them into the toilet, wash them out, wash the crutch, and then put them back on again. I'm scared. For those of you who don't know, if any of you have watched the movie Bridesmaids, it's actually based in Milwaukee. And it's really funny because when me and AJ watch it, we actually sit there trying to guess which places in Milwaukee County they're in, haven't we? And we've pretty much worked all of them out.
Right.
And it's so much fun. It really is. It's a really good movie. So we highly recommend it. I am actually going to be ordering World War Z tonight. I have to watch that before I leave here. I'll have a cup of tea. I'll raid whatever's left in the refrigerator food-wise because we've got to eat it all. And, you know, we're sleeping on couches tonight and all that good stuff. Now, starting tomorrow after about noontime when the truck arrives, I will not have internet access until Wednesday of next week. I will be doing the show Wednesday evening, so you will have my dulcet tones, my wonderful sense of humor, and the joy that is me next week. But for the next few days, you know, I won't be on the internet much. I will probably take the laptop and head to McDonald's and buy a coffee and stuff. Is there a Starbucks near where we're moving to?
Nope.
What the hell? There's no damn Starbucks. What kind of bullshit is that? Where's the closest damn Starbucks to where we're moving to? There isn't no Starbucks. Oh, yeah, there is in that new hotel.
And first, like, if you take the 14, you have to go all the way down to 16 for Wisconsin.
I could do that for a Starbucks. I mean, seriously, you know, that's it. We need a campaign. I want a Starbucks opened in the apartment below ours. They need to kick those people out and open Starbucks. It's going to be, do you know what? I'm going to have withdrawal symptoms. And I got to make sure that Jane keeps up on doing that is memory for me while I'm gone. I might actually ask somebody else to help out as well. Oh, that looks really good. Yeah. But yeah, if there's going to be, you know, there's going to, oh, look at that chocolate fountain. That's the ultimate chocolate. You know what? When we get married, we have to have a chocolate fountain, AJ. Robert's cut, not like that big. Robert's cousin Lisa had a chocolate fountain at hers. She, in fact, I think she had two. She had one that had fruit on the side where you could dip fruit in and everything. And then she had another one that had like pretzels and cookies and all that good stuff. And I think we need to have that at our wedding. It was really good. The other thing that I went to one wedding and they had, and that was a punch fountain.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And I'm still saying we need the chocolate ones too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a question. Why do people get their assholes bleached? I know for some people it's a pornography thing. A lot of people in the porn business get their assholes bleached. But there is no way. Do you know what? It's bad enough going to the doctors when you have to have your yearly physical and a doctor seeing your asshole and sticking his finger up in there. I swear he's doing a swirly. But it's bad enough that without bending over and having someone put bleach on your asshole just to get rid of the dye from your poop. See, that's where you're lucky, AJ. You're black. You don't have to worry about that. You'd have a Michael Jackson asshole. AJ's butthole would be one. He'd be like, we'll call his asshole Michael Jackson. But anywho, Halloween is tomorrow, people. Tomorrow. I don't know if I can download it and load it onto the switchboard right away. No, you can't. I tried that the other week. No, because you're going to take this and then I'm not going to be able to do anything. I can't even find. Where'd it go? It's got real download, a real player converter, a real player trimmer. And there's nothing else.
No, just real player?
No.
That's weird. It's not like down here?
No. We can still listen to Thriller. It ain't a big deal. I just find it on YouTube and we do what we did the other night. Let's go to YouTube. But anyhow, no, seriously, that was a serious question, AJ. Why do people, obviously the porn industry, you can understand because people want perfect buttholes. But why do you think people start to bleach their assholes? I know, I think it's a cosmetic thing. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play Thriller right now. Oh, and it's the full one. We can actually go through. What not to do in a horror movie? Oh, a new Justin Timberlake video. Getting dragged behind the back of a truck by a woman. Like, don't piss a woman off. You won't get dragged behind the back of her truck then, would you? Dumbass. I've been free, all I want you to be. Not be funny, be anybody. The preacher going for all I'm saying. Okay, here we go, Thriller. Why do you think Thriller was so popular?
It was one of those things for money decades, especially like Halloween time. It just has a Halloween theme to
it. Can you turn that down? Do you really think that, I think Thriller is actually one of those songs that has stood the test of time as well. I could actually do the Thriller dance for you if you wanted me to as well.
Yeah, you
are. Are you sure?
Yeah,
sure. 'Cause this is Thriller dance. What?
Okay, this is funny. This is where I'm reading, I guess it's from North Dakota, a woman had purchased this. I just gave a letter to the trick-or-treater.
Oh, I read that earlier, yeah.
Happy Halloween.
No, we'll go on to that after we've heard Thriller.
Okay.
Why in horror movies and horror things as well? The cars always break down by a wood or a forest. Did you even turn the TV down?
Yeah,
yeah. See, you know what was missing from your proposal to me? The beginning of the Michael Jackson video where he says, will you be my girl? Yes. Oh, there's something I will have to tell you. I'm not like other men. No, I'm different. Oh, here we go. Full moon. Here comes the full moon. Oh, he's got those premenstrual cramps. She just stands there, AJ. He's changing into a mother trucking werewolf and she's just standing there. Now, here's a question for you. Who did the makeup for the Michael Jackson video? The same person who did all the makeup for American Werewolf in London. And that was what inspired Michael Jackson to do this video, was because he loved that movie. Run, woman! He's changed into a werewolf and you're still standing there screaming. Where? Do you know what? Women like that really tick me off. You start screaming and sprouting hair from where you shouldn't be, I'm running. And he's ignoring me as per usual.
I heard you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, my friend pointed out a good thing. Maybe this chick had a fetish for dogs, and that's why she didn't run. She wanted to be mounted doggy style by a real dog. See, now this woman now in the movies has just walked out the movie theater. So he has to leave his popcorn, leave his seat. Movie theater tickets are too darn expensive just to get up out and leave a movie. I don't care what movie it is you stay and you watch it all. I've got no more volume on it. It's as high as it'll go. There you go. Come to me now, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to breathe as horror looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed. You hear the door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just a fascination. Girls, but all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time. They're out to get you. The demons closing in on every side. They will possess you unless you change your number on your dial. Now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. All through the night, I'll save you from that terror on the screen. I'll make you see. And why does the date always walk past graveyards?
No.
Who did this part? Vincent Price. Close at hand. Creatures crawl in such a blood to terrorize your neighborhood. Further shall be found without the soul for getting down. can face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. See, I actually was taught how to do this dance when I took tap dancing lessons. So I actually can do this entire dance. I should really piss off the neighbors and do it, shouldn't I? The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no man mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Actually, do you know what zombies really are, AJ?
What?
Teenagers that you're trying to get up to school in the morning. You've seen me try to get Robert up for school. It's the same damn thing. Was you ever taught how to do this dance, or did you know it? Oh my God, AJ, we've got to learn it for next year. I have to teach you so we can have a Halloween party, and then we could do Thriller. Oh no! Perfect idea, AJ. Our wedding reception, we start off.
Oh, hell no.
Yes! We start off as a really nice romantic dance, and then you, me, our bridesmaids and our groomsmen and everything dive into doing this. It would be hilarious. Heck, there's a bride zombie in this, so I could be a zombie bride. Total classic song. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. That song never gets old.
You know what? It doesn't, no.
You can play it at a club or at a Halloween.
Doesn't matter. You could play it Christmas Day and fools will be up dancing to it. Let's be perfectly honest. But also, in celebration of Halloween, we have to play another song from one of my favorite movies. And I have to get this movie again because I sold it, unfortunately. But one of my favorite Halloween songs, as soon as I get through these damn commercials. Here we go. You know what it is, AJ? Oh my gosh.
seen in your dreams, or the story that you are about to be told, took place in the holiday worlds of old. Now, you probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
You've got to know what it is now.
Yeah. I think of some other guy. Don't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. It's that town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkin scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. Have a nice time.
Bring it on up, Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Keep round sharp and the eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
This is how we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In the town!
Don't be loving it. Everybody green for the night. Don't cry.
AJ will have to attest to the fact that I absolutely love Halloween. It, to me, is one of the best times of the year. Unfortunately, this year I haven't been able to buy my black roses and other Halloween stuff that I like to get. But it is. It's just wonderful to me. It really is. I love everything about it. I don't know. I think part of it actually is because of the fact that Halloween, you get to dress up and be whoever you want to be. You get to play a different part of yourself comes out. I love all the makeup you can do, the costumes. I have a beautiful goddess costume, which I wore last year and a couple of years before. And to me, it's just great. And speaking of Halloween, we have to do another song from YouTube that is a Halloween. Well, it's kind of Halloween-y, but it does involve vampires. But let's see if I can get it to play. Send me to a damage. See, and this is the thing. Why does YouTube have to have so many commercials?
I climbed this mountain.
Well, I save hundreds on my car insurance with Geico.
Who cares about Geico?
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you.
'Cause you're my thing.
Drax, ready to throw down? No, no, I just came closer to hear you better. Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to click. 'Cause if love was money, you'd be in a cage next to a thing. You was out of a little bit. You was a thing and a thing and a thingy dee dee, and there was only one lady in the thing for me. So what you think, what's the thing? You better know what thing. The only thing you're gonna sing is a wedding ring.
Now I don't have a care. I'm waiting for the thing that we shared. Singing here, now I'm feeling so big.
We'll stop a celebrating, 'cause you're my thing.
Father Bingo, gonna knock you right out of that ring, yo. That ring, yo, happening, yo. Take me a second to the undead king, yo. Oh, 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 oh.
See, that song is awesome. I just love that. That to me is just, oh, it's just funny. It just really, really is funny. The whole movie is just awesome. It's just going to be, yeah, it's just such a fun movie. And it's the same with Wreck-It Ralph as well. Don't you agree, AJ? Those are two movies that just, I know, I think they're just happy movies. They make you feel good about yourself and good about, like, things. You can just lose yourself to it. And you don't have to be a kid to enjoy it. I mean, that's why I love, love, love movies like Wreck-It Ralph, Hotel Transylvania, Brave, Nightmare Before Christmas,
Toy Story,
all of them, the Shrek movies. They're just so much fun, and I think that's what everybody needs, is to have all that fun and that laughter and everything, and time when you can just forget about things. You can just be a total goofball and, you know, have a good laugh, and that's what it's about, you know. Oh my God, I've just seen something really scary, and I'm going to have to post it on Facebook. It's a picture of something, and you must say something nice. Oh, yeah, wow. You'll see what I mean. It looks like, yeah, I am scared. But anyway, you know, I think everybody needs to remember, you know, when, especially if you have, like, movie night with your husband or date night and everything, date night doesn't necessarily have to be the kind of thing where you go out for dinner and you do grown-up stuff. It can be just popping a bag of popcorn and putting on a kid's movie and just having a good time, which is what we do a lot. Everything doesn't have to be so serious and so, you know, stuck on things. Don't you agree?
I agree.
So, you know, while we're doing that, I am actually going to play a proper song that's on our board. Not that the others weren't proper songs, but I'm going to play a song on the board and make myself a cup of tea, and I'll be right back.
Focus, getting his bread right. But if they hear
up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother mad when they seen us. Had to match the Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
You feel so good, she said, I would if I could, but I gotta leave you alone, I gotta leave you alone, she said, I know you bad, but I want you back, she said, makes me so sad that I gotta leave you alone.
With the front, hit it from behind. Loving loyalty, never cross the line. Jitter up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone, and need a spine. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about it, man, you part right. The more I think about it, you part wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, shit, I'm part gone.
She wish she never met me, cause she just can't help but let me go ahead and do whatever the hell I want. She say she hate how much she need me. Turn around and say she don't need me. Always talking about she gon' leave me, but she don't.
Okay, this next song, I'm going to play a quick song for a friend of mine. It's somebody who I actually totally adore. She and her husband and her little boy and her little girl are family to me. And I don't need to mention their names. They know who they are and they know where this song comes from. And it's actually a song that from a movie that the movie kind of is... Even though we're on, like, she's on the East Coast and I'm in the Midwest, I just played, actually, they got like a 3D. I wish I had 3D glasses. Got to be unrated. We did actually have this movie. She introduced it to her. I mentioned it earlier. But this is for her and her family because after tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to speak to them online for a while.
Why?
Because we're not going to have the internet.
Oh, no, it's a Wednesday.
We don't want HD either.
Why not?
Because it's not an HD TV and it's $6, so no.
Well,
we can't have it. It's too much. So I want to play this. I want to play this song for her.
Yeah, yeah. Becky G, the Monster Remix.
You wanna
like my bass real hard, boombastic. Speed race, baby, I'm a lot faster. Catch up, I never listen to my master. New Benz, all black from Malaysia. Can't drive, but my mama don't care, yeah. To the top, I'ma take it to the ceiling. I'm on the moon, but I feel the sun beaming. I'm so dope, like ooh la la. So, so fly, like a helicopter. Stuck to the hood, and the homies on the black. Doing it big, yeah, you know what's up. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. So good, you gotta put them in asylum. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. Solve it. I'm a monster, I'm a monster. 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 I'm one of a kind, got everybody in love. And I don't have to try, I just do what I dive.
I can see the future, no optics. More androids, robotics. Beam up hot chicks like I'm Spock. They be chillin' in my cockpit. My spaceship got exotic. Women trippin', come a whip hypnotic. They be talkin' about ooh la la. Let's go far away past them stars. We don't give up, let's go to Mars. Hey y'all, just tryna get it poppin'. I wanna be the first dude to love a Martian. She love a man, cause the swag that I'm dropping. I kill a game, kill a chillin' in the coffin. When I start, this ain't no stopping.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Hey.
Don't be acting like.
Don't be acting like you did. And now. Like you did. And now. Now. Like you did. And now. Like you did. And now.
I'm one of a kind, got everybody in love. And I don't have to try, I just do what I does. Don't have to tell me, I already know. They all want me.
Okay, we are back. Now, there was this post that's going around Facebook. This one woman who is going to hand out notes to children who she considers obese and overweight.
Oh, so that's what that was all about?
Yeah. If you go trick-or-treating to her house and she thinks that your child is overweight, instead of giving them candy, she's going to give them that note.
Oh, that's messed up.
What note? It basically says, your child came knocking on my door, trick-or-treating. However, your child is morbidly obese. And you should really check your parenting skills and teach them how to eat better and all this law. What is your opinion on it?
She
also put on there that about it takes a village to raise a child and all this law. Well, yeah, I agree that it does take a village to raise a child, but it really is none of her business how people feed their kids. And as they're saying, as a lot of people have said, you don't know if that child has a medical condition or what makes them overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you to judge? You know, are you perfect?
She probably is. She wrote that.
She's far from it if she wrote that, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, seriously.
I was able to show the woman, like, a picture of her and...
Oh, yeah, and it's like a friend of mine's just said to me, it's like, you know, kids are impressionable. And what you say to a child, they listen to, whether you think it or not. You know, we had the whole thing of if you keep telling a kid he's stupid, they're going to believe they're stupid. If you keep telling somebody they're worthless, they think they're worthless. Well, you know, how does it feel to be that child who you say to you, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you any candy because you're fat?
Well,
the way you said, I'm not going to give you candy because you're fat.
That's basically what this woman's saying, though, Robert.
I know that.
And it's really...
Well, your voice is up a little bit.
And the whole point of it is that, you know, I think it's, like, really wrong.
Right.
I can understand there are people who won't give candy out to those kids who aren't dressed up.
Oh,
And I agree. Do you agree with that? That if you get kids coming trick or treating and they're not dressed up, they ain't getting anything. You got to make an effort to get candy from me, seriously. I'm a fat chick. I'll eat that shit myself.
That'd be good when people have to find it. They'll come in there just regular clothes and be like, trick or treat.
Yeah, but I've seen some of those kids. They're scary. I'll just hand over the candy.
Even myself, even like a long time ago, I'm seeing my cousin trick or treating, whatever. I'm like, hey, I'm just dressed by the way. I ain't want no candy. Then you got like other people like around, let's see, I was 13 at the time. Yeah, kids like going around just regular clothes, or they just wrapped up in some towels or something, or a sheet.
Hold on, going in sheets if you cut the eyes and you're making an effort is one thing.
No,
but if you're going out dressed in your mama's best silk sheets that she's got for a bed for a Friday and Saturday night booty call, you know, that's wrong. What are you going as, a piece of sperm? What are you going as, the white stain on the sheet? I mean, seriously. But no, I mean, nobody has the right to tell you how to feed your kids and everything.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
I agree. It is. It's very wrong. Oh, dear. Oh, apparently Red Sox just won the series.
Yes! They won the whole thing.
Apparently so, I've just got told.
Way to go, Boston.
My friend Cora, who is from in Massachusetts, is very happy, I imagine, right now.
They're
going to
be tearing the place up, too.
Oh, she's booing. She's booing. Oh, my.
She lives there, and she's booing.
Come on, her husband's a Giants fan.
Oh, San Francisco Giants?
New York Giants.
Oh, New York Giants.
I'm saying they don't root for the team of the state they're in.
Well, they really ain't baseball fans.
Do you know what? I don't know. If they're your booing, come on. Oh, she's really... Oh, we got double boos now. We got big boos. She ain't happy over this one.
Well, she likes the Cardinals.
I'm guessing so.
Boo.
It's okay. She's not quite with us, you know. She has little problems.
I'm glad the Cardinals didn't want it. I didn't want to hear all that again. I was saying, I already won it when they beat the Brewers in the, when the Brewers should have won.
Okay, on that note, it is nearly 10:30 here, and as you guys know, we got a really long day ahead of us tomorrow. It's going to be ultra, ultra busy. And so I'm going to cut this short. I need time to relax. I got a few things and everything I have to do. If I don't speak to any of you over the next week, know that I love you all. I will be back on the air hopefully next Wednesday night for an edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. If we can, we'll try and do WFSO Aftermath on Monday. But we will see how that goes. Well, I'm going to play out with a song. Oh, excuse me. I have to find one. Let's find a really good one. You know what? We need a bit of this, though, first.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I got to keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my chest, girl. I work so hard.
is that me?
That's just so sad, that song. Seriously. It's funny, but oh my gosh.
No one will forever be funny.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, we're going to play you out, and this will be probably sung to me over the next few days by a friend, a couple of friends of mine, when they're missing me. So I will catch you all on the flip side, and love to you all.
Thank you. Call